Exodus chapter 11. Then the Lord said to Moses, I will bring one more plague on Pharaoh and on Egypt. After that, he will let you go from here. When he lets you go, he will completely drive you right out from here. Now speak in the audience of the people to the intent that every man asks from his neighbour and every woman from her neighbour for items of silver and items of gold. And the Lord put an attitude of grace towards the people in Egypt's sight. Moreover, Moses was a very great man in the land of Egypt, in the eyes of Pharaoh's servants and in the eyes of the people. And Moses said, This is what the Lord says. At about midnight I will go out into the midst of Egypt, and every firstborn in the land of Egypt will die, from Pharaoh's firstborn, who sits on his throne, to the firstborn of the maidservant, who sits at the millstones, and every firstborn of the cattle. And there will be a great outcry in all the land of Egypt, such as there has not been in the past, and such as will not take place again. But with all the sons of Israel, not a dog will point its tongue at anything, whether man or cattle, in order that you may know that the Lord has made a distinction between Egypt and Israel. And all these servants of yours will come down to me and pay homage to me, saying, Go out, you and all the people who are under your authority. Then after that I will go out. Then he departed from Pharaoh in furious anger. Then the Lord said to Moses, Pharaoh will not hearken to you, in order that my miracles may be increased in the land of Egypt. So Moses and Aaron performed all these miracles in Pharaoh's presence, and the Lord hardened Pharaoh's heart, and he did not let the sons of Israel go from his land.